Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day, especially today, especially on this day as we celebrate, as we begin the kickoff celebration of our anniversary week. This is the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm very excited about being here. What I'd like to do for the next few minutes, over the next half hour, is I would like to just talk to you about what happened, how this got started, and I think I want to talk about it because it's our story and we're kind of proud of it. But the main thing is, as I always do, everything I try to do here on the show should have some value for you. And I think as you listen to what I'm saying, you'll see that you'll see yourself maybe in this, maybe where you have been, maybe where you are, maybe where you will be in the future. About 11 years ago, I was a consultant, a full-time consultant for small business, and I became, you know, I decided that I had something to say to more than one person at a time. And so I started doing some research and looking around to see if anybody was doing what I had in my mind to do at all on the radio, because I felt that radio was the best way to get my thoughts out there and to incorporate the thoughts of other people. I believe that small business owners needed help. They needed someone to talk to, someone to listen to help them to get their businesses going and to do a better job with their businesses, and they weren't getting that. And so I started doing the research, and I found that no one else was doing this. Nobody was talking to small business owners 5 days a week at least. And there was one or two one-hour weekend show, you know, 1 hour a week on Saturday, I guess. One or two guys doing that, but nobody was doing it every day that you go to work and make payroll. And so that's what we wanted to do, and we started working on that. And we started putting all the pieces together. We put the technical stuff together. We found a network. We arranged for the business deal. And so, 10 years ago this month, actually, the actual day is the 17th. The actual first day I broadcast on the radio was November 17th, 1997. So that's this weekend. And since next weekend is Thanksgiving, we decided to start to have our celebration this week. And so I started broadcasting on the air. But now what I did, I came in because I had never broadcast on the radio before. I had never done that before, folks. So and why is that important for me to say that to you? Because you're going to be trying things that you've never done before. And, I mean, I had done a lot of public speaking. It wasn't like I had no experience. But the radio part, the getting in and out of the commercials, the watching the clock and you know, and interviewing people within a precise time frame, that's something I had not done before. By the way, I'll remind you of something I've said before. A talk show on the radio is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. You have to learn that, and I had to do that. But I came in the week before and broadcast to no one a whole week. The week before I went live on the air, I did my show. I did a rehearsal every day for 5 days just to practice. That's how committed I was to making sure that we did as good a job as possible. And so we went live. We had arranged for radio stations across the country from day one, and we've been nationally syndicated ever since. In January of 98, we began simulcasting our live broadcast over the internet. We went worldwide on the internet in January of 98. Now, look around in cyberspace. Look around on the people that you know on the internet and find somebody who's been simulcasting on the internet continuously for 10 years. Not too many people out there have been doing that. Most of the people I know who even know anything about this will tell you that that makes us one of the pioneers. And then what we did after that, in 99, we offered the archives. We started capturing all of our shows and putting them up on the internet in the archives. And even today, you can go back and listen to interviews that we've been accumulating since 99. You can go back and capture those and listen to those from our website, all the way back to 99. So we've got this business. We've got this radio business. But it is a business. It's a startup business. And you know one of the things about startups, lots of expenses and revenue, not so much. And that was the problem. That was the challenge. That's the challenge for all startups, isn't it? So folks, when you hear me talking about your business, when you hear me giving you advice or sharing ideas with guests on these things, then when you hear that, you know now, if you didn't know before, you now know that I have lived this. Actually, more than once I've done this. When I first started my business back in 89, same kind of thing. And then when we reinvented me, 10 years ago to do what we're doing now. You're going to have to go through that. Every business, when they're starting up, that's what they go through. They go through the period where there's lots of expenses, revenue, not so much. And so we bootstrapped it. That means we pulled it together from every place that we could think to pull capital together from. We went out, you know, there was a time when I looked into venture capital, and there were a lot of startups getting venture capital, and I had two problems. There was two problems with my proposal for venture capital in those days. Number one, I wasn't asking for enough money. I was asking for like 10% of what some of these other people were asking for, because I didn't need that much money. But they were asking for like $50 million, and I didn't need that much. That was one thing against me. Number two, I was projecting a profit. They actually told me that, folks, back in the late 90s. They actually told me that by projecting a profit, by actually running my business properly, that was a negative to the venture capitalist. So anyway, I got a little bit more on the other side of these messages to talk to you about as we continue to celebrate 10-year anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And once again, thank you for the part that you played as part of our audience. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Ebel, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much, Beverly Inman Ebel, for that nice message, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you for being here, folks. It's good to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Those are two outstanding websites that we're very proud of, that we've spent a lot of time and hard-earned capital to create for you, to make available to you for free, and thanks to our corporate partners and my organization. And speaking of corporate partners, you know, I was talking about bootstrapping this thing. And by the way, just to make sure you have the nomenclature, we're an independently syndicated company. Our program is independent. We're independent. I own this property. This business belongs to me. And so when you hear other people on the radio, not to minimize them at all, it's just that their business model, most other people, not everyone, there are a handful of others out there like me, but most other people are employees that you hear on the radio. They work for a network. They work for a syndicator, you know, a big company like Clear Channel or Premier or whoever they may work for. They work for those people. And so why is that a difference? Does that make a difference? Well, it makes a difference for me because I am the small business advocate. I am I'm the guy who talks to you about your small business. I think that's important. that I operate this business the way I do. And so anyway, we're a small fish in a big sea of big fish, and yet we've made it for 10 years, and it's taken a lot of hard work, but it's also taken some people who have believed in what we do, and I have to take my hats off to them. And that there are many of them, including you, who listen to the show all the time, but also especially to our sponsors. And I'll just tick them off real quickly. We're in our ninth year. We're going into our ninth year with Palo Alto Software. Thank you, Palo Alto Software. Thanks. Thank you, Tim Berry. We're going into our eighth year with IBM. How about that? We're going into our fifth year, I think it is, with Administaff, and our third year with Aflac. These are people who believe in what we do. They believe in you, and they've helped us to carry the freight, to pay for the freight, to deliver this freight train to you of information and encouragement that I hope we've provided you with. It's been a challenge. The early years were really tough. I'll just be honest with you. And in fact, a lot of people probably wouldn't have kept going. Things were so tough in the early years. The first 5 years especially were very, very tough. I remember celebrating 5 years on the air and really wondering if we were going to make it, even celebrating 5 years. But to be an independent and to survive 10 years in this competitive landscape is a milestone, and we're kind of proud of it. And so what does all this mean to you? What all this means to you is that if you believe in yourself, if you believe in what you're doing, and you're willing to work hard enough, in the United States, you can make it happen. Now, there are things, though, there is one other thing you have to do. If, you know, all the belief in yourself could be misguided, believe it or not, it can be. I mean, it's a great thing to have, I can tell you that. But if you're doing the wrong thing, it could be misguided. And the only way you will know if you're doing the wrong thing is if you check your position. You've heard me talk about checking your position before. And here's what I mean by that. I love what I'm doing. As you've heard me say, my mother said, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I love what I do. But just because you love it doesn't mean that customers love it. Doesn't mean that other people want to be part of that. And so what I did as we moved through this last 10 years, I would check my position with other people, people who were associated with us. As I said, I just ticked off the names of the sponsors. They wouldn't have been here this long if we weren't doing something that was delivering value, that they felt they wanted to be part of, that was an important and a valuable investment for them. I've always said IBM has a lot of money, but they don't throw any of it away. And yet they've recently renewed for the eighth year with us. Big day for us when they did that. That's doing business with me once was great, but to come back, see, that's the checking your position thing, folks. When customers do business with you, that's a big deal. Congratulations. When they come back, that's when you pop the champagne corks. When they do it once, great. Congratulations. High five. When they come back and do it again year after year, that's when the cork comes out of the champagne and you start really giving yourselves high fives. So if as you work through your business, if you're wondering if even if you love what you're doing, you're wondering if you're doing the right thing, make sure that you check your positions. What are your customers saying? What are your employees saying? What does your family think? What is the marketplace? What kind of indications are there? Another one of the positions that I checked were our Brain Trust members. All these people are busy. They have lots of things to do. They wouldn't come back on this show if they didn't think it were a quality show. I checked with them. I got good feedback from them, and we kept on working. And I want to thank you for 10 great years of being the Small Business Advocate and working for you. We're going to do our best to give you 10 more. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Russ Brown.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.